get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people. And, you know, you have to form your own judgment. Well, not
let me
for me
do,
to
let
say,
me do a follow-up on that.
I think it was a good day for Russia. I don't see what we got out of it.
So you mentioned Nord Stream. This is an important question because Joe Biden got a recommendation from his State Department. They said, do not grant this waiver. Okay, Joe granted the waiver. He did it while simultaneously, with the stroke of a pen, eliminating high-paying career jobs in the energy sector on the Keystone XL pipeline. Then I'm going to take it one more step further. If it was Donald Trump that did everything Joe did here, and then it was Donald Trump's son, Don Jr., Eric Trump, that had monies transferred to their company from a Russian oligarch, the First Lady of Moscow, why do I suspect you'd be accused day and night, night and day, 24-7, of some time a type of family enrichment and collusion? I don't know. I think there'd be a lot different coverage. Am I wrong?
Well, you just have to read the news. Look, for 5 years, from the day I came down the escalator, we have been under investigation, and it turned out to be all false stuff. It was a terrible thing with the Russia, which actually made it difficult to deal with Russia. It was a phony deal created by Schiff and Clinton and all of these people. It was a disgrace, an absolute disgrace that it should happen. And it really was dangerous and very bad for our country. But I guess you probably see it was a few days ago up to 12, and now it's up to 19 different things where we were accused, and it turned out to be absolutely false, whether it's the Wuhan lab, the good old Wuhan lab. When I mentioned that, it was like a firestorm. Hydroxychloroquine, now great reviews are coming out on that. They didn't want to see it. I mean, creating a lot of problems and death, frankly, death. And they were willing to do that in order to try and take shots. But it's all coming in. I think the people understand it. I think that in many ways we're stronger now than ever before. They understand the deception and the horror that these people put this country through. It's really very sad, actually.
That's the former president with Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Now, one of the issues that we've talked a lot about over the last week or so, and that's the origins of the COVID-19. And coming up after the break, the president will weigh in on one of the burning questions of our time. Where was the origin of COVID-19? Was it in a lab? Was it with bats? Was it in a food market? Was it on purpose? Was it an accident? We'll get to all of that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:31, as I take a look at the traffic cams right now, I hope their air conditioners are working, that's for sure. Because you got a long wait, bumper to bumper through the resort corridor right now. Interstate 15 north at Spring Mountain, 15 south at Sahara. Bumper to bumper both directions, you're averaging 30 to 40 miles per hour through there. Some heavy volumes through the Spaghetti Bowl right now. 515 eastbound at Main Street. You're also slow on that transition ramp, leaving Interstate 15 northbound and 515 eastbound. And by the way, there is some shoulder activity there too at the Spaghetti Bowl, the freeway on-ramp to Interstate 15. And that is actually right there at the 515 interchange, so watch out for that on the right side.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Vegas Golden Knights and the Montreal Canadiens find themselves even 1-1 after the first two games of their best-of-seven series, as yesterday Montreal comes up with a 3-2 win to even up the series, and now the series will shift to Montreal for Games 3 and 4, Game 3 coming up tomorrow. The Las Vegas Aces, they're back at it tonight as they match up against the New York Liberty, a team that they beat on Tuesday by a 100-78 score. Aces sit with a record of 9-3. The Las Vegas Aviators off yesterday, back at it tonight as they open up a series against Tacoma. Matt Milburn on the mound. He's 1-2 with a 9.37 ERA. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Paid for by Protect My Car. Restrictions may apply. Plans and costs for coverage may vary. Call for details.
Yo, where's your car?
Man, my engine blew, and I can't afford to get it fixed, so no car for me.
Oh, man, that's why I got me an extended service plan. That way, that blown engine would have cost you nothing to repair.
Hold up. You're saying if I had gotten that plan before my engine blew, I could have got it fixed and paid nothing?
You got that right. Drivers covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for any covered repair bill ever again.
Man, I really should have called and got my car covered before this huge repair bill hit.
If you want a car, truck or SUV made from 1999 or higher, call 800-598-6035 right now to see if your car qualifies. All repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past. Just call 800-598-6035 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Call 800-598-6035 right now. Call now to find out how you pay nothing for auto repairs. Call 800-598-6035. That's 800-598-6035.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a conservative challenge to Obamacare and upholds the law for the third time. In this particular case, it was a matter of governors did not have standing, not necessarily on the merits of the law. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Hutchison and Stephan. When you have a dispute with the government, they are the go-to law firm for Nevadan businesses. Get the help you need and get out of the maze. Once and for all. Hutchison and Stephan, call 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. One of the tough questions that we've all been trying to answer over the course of the last few weeks, and really for the last year and a half, I guess, is the origin of the Wuhan, what we call the Wuhan virus, the Chinese virus, whatever you want to call it. Donald Trump, private citizen, was on with Sean Hannity last night and said COVID-19 was an accident but was from a Wuhan lab. Listen to this.
When you look at it and when you look at what happened, Sean, and you see that horrible thing that came at us from China and came at us from the Wuhan lab, it changed my whole line of thinking, and I really hope and I believe it was an accident. It was incompetence. I guess some people don't necessarily agree with that. They think maybe there was purpose to it, which would be absolutely terrible. But we have to find out more about it. Why did it happen? How did it happen? How could anybody be so incompetent? And that is not a group of incompetent people. So,
well, yes, Mr. President, can I add one thing here?
I believe it was a terrible accident, but I believe it came from the lab. And
why would you think it's an accident? We knew there's actually video out now of bats in the Wuhan virology lab. We knew that they studied coronaviruses, and we now know from the emails from the great Dr. Fauci, flip-flopper, that gain-of-function research was being done there. So it seems like the most logical conclusion. The only question is there a possibility that U.S. tax dollars help pay for the gain-of-function leading to COVID-19?
Well, we ended that, John, and when we heard about it, I ended that, but that started in 2014 under Obama, and when I heard about it, we ended it very rapidly. I said, can you imagine? And it wasn't even Wuhan. It was just that we were paying China on top of everything else. We're now paying for their research and other things, ridiculous. So we ended that as soon as we heard about it. And we did a lot of things against China. Not that I want to be against China, because I had a great relationship with President Xi, a lot of respect for him. But I banned China from coming into the country very early, before anybody. Fauci and Nancy Pelosi was dancing in the streets of Chinatown in San Francisco. And they were all saying what I did was xenophobic and horrible and racist. And then they said 4 months later, I saved thousands and thousands of lives. But I banned China from coming in. And it's lucky I did. And then I banned Europe from coming in, because you saw what was happening, especially in certain countries in Europe. And I banned Europe from coming in. And everybody said that was terrible, but we saved tens of thousands of lives. And now we have to get back, and the schools have to get open. And frankly, we're lucky we have the vaccine, but the vaccine on very young people is something that you got to really stop. You have to get back to running your country. I mean, I don't see reasons, and I am a big believer in what we did with the vaccine. It's incredible what we did. You see the results. But to have every school child where it's 99.99%, they just don't, you know, they're just not affected or affected badly, having to receive a vaccine, I think is something that you should start thinking about, because I think it's unnecessary.
There were two points in that clip that I think were important. One, that the president believes it was an accident in the Wuhan lab, which is different than what we've heard from Dr. Fauci off and on, and other so-called experts, the Fauci emails and all of that that have been released. The other thing is that we don't need to be vaccinating our children. Now, I don't know where he's getting that, but I assume he's getting it from people that know. And it does open up a debate, at least, on whether we should be vaccinating our children. The president says it's unnecessary. What say you? We'll find out here in a couple of minutes. In fact, I'm going to go to some phone calls early in this hour. And simply put, should we be vaccinating our kids? It has been approved by the Centers for Disease Control and the FDA. But should we be doing that? The president said, or the former president, says no. What say you? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And we'll find out. And by the way, how many of you have had your kids vaccinated already? Under 16? Over 12? How many of you have been willing to have your kids vaccinated? Call me and tell me about the experience. And now that the president has come out saying it's unnecessary, do you regret doing it? Having your kids vaccinated? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy, an educational initiative of the Nevada National Guard, is hiring for team leader positions at the campus in Carlin, Nevada. The Youth Challenge program offers teens an opportunity to reclaim their potential in a structured environment. The voluntary residential program uses a military model to assist in the positive personal growth of at-risk teens. Team leaders are responsible for supervising cadets at all times. They work in collaboration with other departments to develop a positive atmosphere and maintain a high level of discipline among 16 to 18-year-old students. The ideal candidate possesses either a military background, college education, or experience working with teens. State employment includes benefits, paid time off, and opportunities for advancement. To apply, please visit careers.nv.gov and use search term CADRE. Sponsored by Battleborn Youth Challenge Academy. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call... Before they do that, would you please check out Sam Peters, my friend at Peters Family Insurance, 702 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Again, more with the President of the United States, the former president. And I got to tell you, I waited all day to find out what it is he thought about what happened with Putin and Biden together. And in fact, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's go to cut four. This is the former president with Sean Hannity talking about Putin and energy independence. Here it is.
Let me ask you, in your summits and in your conversations with Putin while president, what did you learn about him? Have you spoken to him since you left office? And was it a mistake for Biden not to hold that joint press conference with Putin?
I got along really well with him. Nobody was tougher in Russia. He would say that, but nobody was tougher in Russia. You never heard of Nord Stream. You never heard of all of the things that we did in terms of sanctions, so many sanctions. And I was loving the idea of taking them off. I would have loved to have taken them off as soon as they got their act together. I think we had a great shot at having an unbelievable relationship with Russia. It could have been fantastic. It could have been really beneficial to both countries. You know, they need economics, and we need things that they have, where they have very valuable land in terms of mineral rights and many other things. And a lot of good things could have happened. I had a very good relationship with Putin, but nobody treated him tougher. He understands. Nobody ever heard of the pipeline until I got involved. And I said, wait a minute, the pipeline's going to Germany and all over Europe. What's going on? Why are we protecting you people? You know, again, and it was just unbelievable. I got so much for that. And to give up the stoppage, I mean, I stopped it. And to give it up. And then if you see what they did, and the number is really 48,000, not 8,000, but you see what they did with the Keystone XL pipeline, where they stopped it almost on the first day. And that was never mentioned during the debate. I kept saying, you know, you're not going to be energy independent. You're not going to do for Pennsylvania, for Texas, for all of these places where we're doing so well with energy. We're not going to be energy independent in 2 months from now.
Right. In fact, it's my contention is we are not, even as we speak, energy independent. And this is all because of Joe Biden. He is the one that has taken us down this road. And now we're going to have to get energy from folks who may not like us, who may not have our best interests in play. This is a little scary. But the deal is, the good thing is that in 2 years, less than 2 years, we'll have a presidential campaign and we'll be able to bring this up. This was life before Biden. This is life with Biden. And it'll be like one of those college exams. Compare and contrast. We've got Trump policy, peace in the Middle East, the Abraham Accords, etc. Home, obviously we were energy independent. We had the Keystone XL pipeline. And then you say, well, then let's look at it with Biden. And even as we speak, there are rockets going off in the Middle East. And it's sad. Isn't it weird that wasn't happening under Trump, but it is happening now under Biden? The other thing is, we are not energy independent anymore. And that's what's sad. More to come as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit, forhims.com/love.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, everybody. It's time for today's STEM tip. Want to know how to make your selfies even better? Okay, let's use science. The best time for photos is golden hour. That's the moment right before the sun sets, when the atmosphere scatters blue and violet wavelengths, making perfect, soft, and golden selfie light to show off that beautiful face of yours. Click. Check out Chic and STEM for more inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Jeffrey Toobin is back, believe it or not. This is unbelievable. He got into trouble, all kinds of sex stuff and just incredible creepy behavior. But Jeffrey Toobin, the reaction to the Supreme Court decision today about the Catholic organization and the ability to discriminate against LGBTQ. I found this very insightful, though, from Jeffrey Toobin earlier today. This is cut number two, Jeffrey Toobin on CNN earlier today.
On the case involving a Catholic foster care agency refusing to place children with same-sex couples in Philadelphia. So the Supreme Court on this rules in favor of the Catholic foster care agency unanimously, which was refusing to work with same-sex couples here. This, Jeffrey, was seen as a big case on questions of religious freedom and discrimination and gay rights. Your reaction to the ruling?
It's part of a big political movement. You know, I was thinking as Abby was saying, you know, the struggle against Obamacare has really lost a lot of steam. But one thing that has replaced it is the struggle for what conservatives call religious liberty. Is, you know, do religious institutions and religious people have to follow the same rules as everyone else? And the argument has been that they have a First Amendment right, you know, not to pay offer contraception under the Affordable Care Act if they have religious objections, and that was the Hobby Lobby case. You know,
right.
Do they have the right to refuse to serve gay customers, which is the Colorado Bake Shop case which
right.
was not resolved definitively, but that issue is very much out there. Here you have the question of, do religious institutions have to treat LGBT couples the same as everyone else when it comes to foster care? And the answer is no. They have permission to discriminate against gay people. That's how the plaintiffs see the case. The defendants, the winning side saw the case as they have the right to bring their religious beliefs into their assignment of foster care parents. These issues are cropping up everywhere. Conservatives are on the ascendancy politically and in the judiciary on this case. And while this was a narrowly written decision, the bigger message is that religious liberty, as they call it, is very